My name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's the 1st of August 2009 at 2:25 a.m. Please could you tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
I'm Krishan Nath Kapoor. My date of birth is 2nd of May 1980 and I've come down from Nottingham.
How are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth tonight?
I'm looking forward to it. It's certainly going to be an experience. What kind of an experience is yet to be determined, I suppose, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
How did you hear about the project?
People have been asking me that a lot, and I'm still not entirely sure. I suspect either the internet or the radio is to blame, but I can't really remember which.
And what inspired you to apply?
I just really like the idea of a cross-section through the UK public, and it just seemed like a really interesting thing, and I thought, why not give it a go, and if I don't get it, I don't get it, but if I do, then it'll be interesting.
And how did you feel when you did get a place?
Interested, a little apprehensive that I then needed to think of something to do, because a lot of people have been taking photos on the top of the plinth, which hasn't gone down that well with the general public as far as I'm aware. Quite interested and looking forward to it and excited about it, I guess.
And what will you be doing for your hour?
I will be inside a Dalek I have built, which will have a sandwich board either around its neck or propped up against it, reading Intergalactic Genocidal Mutants Vote BNP.
And where
or intellectually genocidal mutants like me vote BNP, to paraphrase their slogan a bit better.
And where did the idea come from?
I don't really know. My friends worry about me sometimes. It just appeared somewhere in the recesses of my brain and snuck its way to the front. That's all I can really say, I guess.
And how did you make the Dalek?
With some difficulty, out of cardboard, mostly, and more cardboard, and a roll and a bit of gaffer tape.
And can you explain for the record exactly what a Dalek is?
They're a space monster thing off Doctor Who, I guess. I just sort of thought of them as they're kind of like the most fictional, the most well-known case of a fictional fascist or racist in some way, in that their goal is to destroy all life which doesn't resemble theirs. And so, I don't know, it struck me that they were a good, they were originally designed as kind of a statement about racism and nationalism and fascism, and it struck me that it would be a good metaphor for the BNP and their current attempts to woo the British public.
And what does the message mean that you've got on the sandwich board?
Well, I guess it means that although the BNP try and reach out for new voters, I believe at their core that they are certainly something that I wouldn't support, and I believe that their core beliefs and their core supporters are, for the most part, quite nationalist, and I believe they're racist. I don't think they're always knowingly so, but I believe the ideas of repatriating everyone who has slightly different skin tones, even if they've been second generation or third generation, it's practical for one thing, but I also don't think it's really particularly equalitarian, I guess. It just strikes me as a very the start of a slippery slope, I guess.
And is the issue of the BNP and racism something important to you?
I guess from the They were a bit of a big deal back in sort of the 80s and early 90s. And then things sort of went quiet. I suppose the Tories had that massive lurch to the right. when Labour got in, they slipped quite far to the right and then sort of have brought themselves back again more recently. But for, I guess, the first half of this decade, they were essentially politically thought of as a bit of a joke and has-beens. But lately they've been making gains again, although they lost a seat in Nottingham just last night or this night, which I was quite pleased by. And I just think that if I think they're making attempts to woo the voters back to supporting them, but I don't believe that the party itself is redeemable. I believe that its history, even if, as the leaders like to purport, they've left all of their more extreme views in the dust of history, I don't think that the image can be reclaimed, and I think that it's a party that's better left disbanded.
What impact do you hope to have by going up on the plinth and doing what you've chosen to do?
Well, I hope to raise a bit of awareness for the Hope Not Hate campaign and just make people remember that although the BNP have been trying to make sensible noises of late, that they still have a rather disturbing history.
And do you follow politics quite a lot, or is it specifically BNP?
No, I used to follow politics a lot more than I do now. I'm doing a PhD and it's just eating away at my time. I'm getting to the end of it now, but in terms of free time, it kind of has been swallowed up, and so I only really get a little time for keeping up with things like that now. But I used to a lot more.
What's your PhD?
I'm working on it started off as a research project, but it turned to more of a methods PhD, where I'm improving the methods for isolating possible vaccines from leukemia cells.
And what will you do when you finish your PhD?
Well, my supervisor would like to keep me on. He's doing some grant applications at the moment, and if they come through, then I'll probably stay in Nottingham for a bit. And if they don't, then I'll probably come back down somewhere close to home, be close to my family, because I've been away for 5 years now. And yeah, if it doesn't happen, I think I'll be pretty much ready for a change of scene anyway. So
have you always been interested in studied and worked in science?
I had a really good science teacher when I was a kid. Really good. Mr. Denny, he was called. And he taught me really well. I've always had quite a keen interest in it, and I've always liked to sort of have an idea of how the world works, and I've been amending that, I guess, throughout my research career and my education and things. But yeah, it's something that really does interest me. And it's never boring. You learn something new every day, and that's really great. As jobs go.
Going back to the plinth,
yep.
Do you have any hopes or fears about what will happen when you're up there?
Falling off would be terrible. My sister is threatening to throw things, but I don't think she's going to go through with it. I don't know. I suppose the worst thing that could happen is my Dalek could blow away. But yeah, apart from that, not really, I don't think. But as for hopes, yeah, I guess I just hope to raise a bit of awareness, and I hope to have an enjoyable and interesting experience.
Will you be wearing the Dalek costume throughout the hour?
Probably not for the whole hour, because there's no eye holes in it and I think I'm bored. But I'll probably wear it for a bit to begin with. And also, yeah, without the eye holes, I can't really move around much without risk of falling off again. So I was thinking that I might come down later on and then engage in a bit of a back and forth with it of some kind by the means of the sandwich boards, with one point versus another, and then genuine topics, etc.
Have you been following the project at all?
Yeah, I've been logging on, like most nights I'll log on and sort of watch a few bits and pieces of someone. Usually I'll sort of click on a few people and then just sort of watch their stream and fast forward like 20 minutes, see what they're up to, another 10 minutes, 15 minutes, see what they're up to and things, and just get an idea of what people have been doing and things. It's been interesting.
Do you think we're seeing a snapshot of the UK?
I think to an extent. I think there are some people who wouldn't do it. So there is always, there's always that. And there's also a lot of people, some people are coming up and just doing what they would do with their time anyway, such as read a book and drink a cup of tea, and other people are doing something a bit more fun or exhibitionisty or raising awareness or whatever, like me. And so it's, I think it's a snapshot in a way, but it's not a complete sample, I don't think, but it's still a pretty good attempt.
Have you participated in arts projects before?
No.
And are you a follower of Gormley's work?
Yeah. I haven't actually visited any of them, but I've seen photos and things, and they've been impressive. I did actually fail art at GCSE, which is why I've been extra pleased with the result of the Dalek.
What does it mean to you to be a part of the project?
It's certainly something I'm happy to be doing. Quite pleased that I'm doing it, and yeah, I'm proud of what I'm doing, I guess.
And one thing we're asking everyone to get an idea of the people going up on the plinth is, what are the things that are important to you in life at the moment?
Well, the thesis is, and it needs to be finished. And yeah, my family, my friends, same as most people, I guess, which in that respect is, are people that different from each other, really? Then aside from that, just, I don't know. I don't really have much time for much else at the moment, I think. Like, sort of, my downtime is essentially just a bit of time with friends, family, housemates, my girlfriend. She's writing a thesis at the moment as well, which is, we don't see that much of each other at the moment. Then apart from that, it's just working, and so, yeah, not much else left.
Who's here with you tonight?
My sister's come along with her boyfriend. Everyone else has been put off by the hour or unavailable for various reasons. The people I can count on are all unavailable, and the people who are a bit sort of like, might come if it was in the daytime, and all like, 3 a.m, I think I'll be asleep. So, well, I don't know. I can sort of understand that. I probably, if it were one of them, I'd probably be a bit divided on the issue myself, so yeah.
And how would you summarise your experience of the project since you applied and to this moment just before going up?
Making that Dalek was harder than I thought it would be. A lot harder. And it required several coats of paint. I was counting on it just being one. I'm getting into London. That was interesting. It's been interesting. I've enjoyed thinking about it and watching what other people have been doing, and just kind of, yeah, just sort of, I guess I've enjoyed it thus far, and I'm hoping to enjoy it more tonight.
And who would you say that you're doing it for?
I guess me, really. I'm hoping to raise awareness and things, but ultimately, if you know, that can be done by a variety of ways. And so I thought when I originally applied, I applied for myself, and then I had to think of an idea. So yeah, I guess me.
Great, thank you.
Okay.